the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, today is National Donut Day. And ooh, as we always do here at the top of the pod, we love to sprinkle a little something, a little sweetness right there out of the gate on top. I'm a big Long John white icing kind of guy. That's more my jam. I don't like any of the cream-filled or jelly-filled donuts. This is disgusting.
You know what it is? It's I don't need that kind of surprise, man. I'm eating a donut. I don't need something to come shooting out of it. You know, I'm expecting it to be this great cake type of feel. I don't need, you know, like I swallowed a jar of Smuckers. You know, I'm okay with just the straight up donut. I'm a cinnamon sugar twist kind of guy. I like I've always liked those, and I mean all the way back to like, you know, being a toddler, I loved those things. So that stuck with me my whole life.
Yeah, no squirting, no squeezing, no projectiles flying out of the center of our donut. I think we're all on board there. If there were a type of donut that fit the Minnesota Vikings, I think it would be your traditional glaze. Because you know exactly what you're going to get with this Minnesota Vikings team. And right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, the over-under, and there's no Captain Hook, yar, as a part of this, and I hate that, is 9 wins this upcoming NFL season. It is juiced to the under on that, and I think 9 is perfect. If Minnesota wins 9 exactly, it's this, you know, amount of juice, like it's plus 125, 150, whatever, that would be my wager, because I think this is going to be a 9-18 this season. You look at the NFC North, you know, obviously the Aaron Rodgers question is still lingering out there. Will the Bears, turn to Andy Dalton for half this season or maybe the full season and allow, you know, Justin Fields to get the Patrick Mahomes treatment, or will Fields be thrust into the mix right away when, you know, Andy Dalton inevitably shrinks under the spotlight on Sunday Night Football in the opener against the LA Rams? I mean, there are a lot of questions out there, but you know exactly what you're going to get with the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, it's Justin Jefferson, it's Adam Thielen, and it's a whole lot of Dalvin Cook. So I'm not touching this line. If I had to get pushed one way or the other, yeah, I'll get seduced by the juice and take the over at plus odds. But you look at Minnesota, they do have the 19th easiest, so kind of right there in the middle, schedule projected by Mike Clay at ESPN. So any strong feeling over or under on this 9 wins for the Minnesota Vikings this year?
No, man. I mean, you're right. That's the glazed donut of choices. It's just, I think that's right where they're going to finish. So if for some reason, Brad, if I were shopping around, if I could find it at 8.5, I probably would take the over.
Yeah.
If I could find it at 9.5, I probably would take the under, because I think you're right. I think 9 is the number. And in fact, if I could find, I don't think we're going to find it anywhere, but if I could find it somewhere that had 9.5, I might even just hammer the under on that one, because there's no way they're going double digits, in my opinion. But that's why they set the lines as smartly as they do. Those guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, 9 most definitely could be the sweet spot for the Minnesota Vikings here in 2021. Look, if you want to get in on that futures ticket or anything else, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, my favorite sportsbook around, and it's also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love using DK Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family also love DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. So listen to this great offer so you can get in on it today. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credit. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still in contention. Bet $1. Un dollar. And if that team wins, you win a hundo in site credit. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game. And if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FTN. In for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only, new customers only, where you paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Freaky Friday, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, let's get those books checked into the boards. We got 2 games on the NHL playoff docket tonight. Game number 1, what do you like?
Let's start with the early one, 7:30 Eastern time, dropping the puck between Montreal and Winnipeg, the very surprising Montreal Canadiens. Oh. And here's the thing. I'm to the point now, Brad, where I just don't give two flips about Winnipeg because they just keep doing me dirty. So we're going to stay away from the money line in this one. We're not going to look at the puck line in this one because Montreal's wowing everybody. Winnipeg swept in the first round, for crying out loud, and now they just can't seem to figure it out. So we're going to stay away from that one until we see the Jets actually perform well. But I'm going to go with the under on the goal total in this one at 5.5. It's sitting at your typical NHL total there at 5.5. I'm going to go with the under in this one. I think the goaltenders will step up. I also think that obviously, you know, the way the first game ended with the nasty hit on Evans.
I saw that. That was gnarly.
Yeah, and Scheifele's going to be out and be out for a while, and he is an offensive weapon for them. So I just think this is one where I could see it tuck underneath. It's only sitting. It's been juiced to the under at -136. So if you're listening to this early in the day, you might want to jump on it because my guess is a lot of people are going to jump on the under, and that could get juiced even higher. But let's start off early game under 5.5 total goals.
Live and the land down under.
Number 4.
All right, marching on here, Lundy. Game numero dos. Let's smash it. What do you like?
We're going to go. Hopefully you're not an East Coast fan of either of these two teams because they're going to drop the puck after 10 o'clock Eastern time. And it'll be game 3 between the Colorado Avalanche and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They will be in Sin City for this one. The Avs are up 2-0 after winning game 2 in overtime. Going to go with Vegas on the money line here, which is at +100. It actually opened a little higher than that. So there's a lot of people that are liking the idea of the Golden Knights being back at home. Few reasons I like this one. One, they are back at home. They always play well at home, and they will be at 100% capacity.
Yes!
Which means that place is gonna be rocking for this game tonight. I think the Avs can hang with them, but there's a couple of things that I saw in game 2. First of all, the Avs outshot the Golden Knights 37-25 in game 1, but then flipped the script in game 2. The Knights outshot the Avs. It was 41-25. The other thing about the Golden Knights on the regular season, they are 31-3-2 if they score first. This is a team that likes to try to jump on you and then make you play from behind. They are aggressive. We saw a lot of that at Ball Arena in Denver in game 2. Frankly, I think the Avs were lucky to get that win in game 2 because, in my opinion, Vegas outplayed them for probably 45 of the 60 minutes of regulation before they went into overtime. So I just think, frankly, even though they lost in game 2, I think Vegas has some decent momentum. So if you're going to give me them on the money line at +100, I'm going to take it and take that even money cash out. I think Vegas avoids going down 3-0.
Crank the volume to 11 with the Knights.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to the NBA. Oh, sorry, LeBron. Exit stage left. Adios, amigo. As the Lakers, and what were the doctors thinking of allowing AD to play? It was utterly preposterous that he was remotely out there for even 5 minutes, and that's all he logged before he exited the game. And of course, everything unraveled as Devin Booker just ignited against the LA Lakers to bounce him out of the playoffs. Luka Doncic tonight, he's going to don a Superman's cape in a potential elimination game against the LA Clippers. Of course, Dallas leading that series right now 3-2. And you look at Luka, the line at DraftKings is 31.5 points. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break out the sledgehammer on the over here, Lundy. Yeah, I'm willing to pay up at the -127 juice. You look at what Luka's done in this series, 31, 39, 44, 19, and 42 points. Remember that 19-point performance? He was limited physically with that neck issue, but appears that that is no longer a problem for him after that scintillating performance he had in the last game against scoring 42 points. A member of the regular season as well. He went over in one of two contests. He had 25-1 and 42 points in the other against the LA Clippers. So he has been over 5 of 7 times matching up against Kawhi and company. And the Clippers uncharacteristically loose defensively here these last 3 games, giving up 1.201 points per possession. And you look at Luka too. He has just been in fuego from outside. 40.4% he is netted in this series from downtown, and he's jacking up 28.4 field goals per game. So when it's all said and done, I wouldn't be shocked if it's another 40-point performance as Dallas oust the LA Clippers in this one. So fade or follow, Doncic over 31.5 points at a -127 juice.
Ooh, I like this one a lot, Brad. I think Luka will show why. We were talking about, I think it was either earlier this week or last week in the pod, where I said, man, it wouldn't surprise me at all for him to be the league MVP either next season or the season after.
That's going
to
happen. Yeah.
He's on that kind of trajectory. So I'm with you on this one. And Brad, can I throw you a little bonus?
Ooh, ooh, early bonus time? Yeah, let's go.
Depending upon how you feel about this, our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook have an odds boost for today at minus 110. So it's still on the minus end, but they've boosted it up minus 110 for Luka to outscore Kawhi.
Oh, oh, good Lord, have mercy. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, bring that truck in here. Let's back it up. Let's unload it.
I love that one. Oh. I thought you might like that one. But yeah, that's one of the odds boost specials at DraftKings Sportsbook today. So when I knew you were going to talk about Luka, I thought I better toss that into the mix.
Oh, things are moving south of the border for your boy right now at minus 110. I am all over that. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in the NBA and Major League Baseball.
Number two.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about a name that we have not brought up, I think, at all during the 200-plus episodes of this podcast existence. And I'm not talking about Mr. October. I'm talking about the L.A. Clippers version of Reggie Jackson. And I'm going to take the over here, Lundy, on 13.5 points, and it's plus 100. Let's get seduced by that juice. If you look at what Jackson has done, you've seen his usage ramp up here the last four games. A player that's logged at least 29 minutes over that stretch in each of the contests and during that stretch as well because of the uptick in minutes. 15 points, 16 points, 16 points, and 20 points scored there in the box score. He has made 16 triples over that four-game duration. And you look at Dallas the last three games, they've given up 1.159 points per possession. We know they have been somewhat forgiving defensively for much of the season. They're also allowing 39.2% from along the arc. So add in the fact that Jackson is over this in four consecutive games. Add in the fact that Reggie Jackson has seen this massive increase in usage. And add in the fact that Dallas is rather loosey-goosey defensively, and it only points it to one direction, one conclusion. I think the over hits again for him. 13.5 points at plus 100. Fade or follow?
I will follow the trend, my friend, and I'll follow you on this one as well. Plus, you know, you're giving me some good odds in this one. I'll take a Freaky Friday and get seduced by the juice. You've already made me hungry talking about donuts. So, you know, I might as well just keep rolling with the positive vibes here on a Friday. He's been doing it. The trend is there. You talked about Dallas from a defensive standpoint. So I think this is an achievable number, and I like the fact that we're getting good payday on it.
Go Yard with Reggie Jackson.
Number one.
All right, let's talk a little Major League Baseball. And a name that when I woke up this morning, I had no inclination that I would ever throw this player out in the entire existence of this podcast. But yet here we are. Mitch Keller of your Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm going to take the over 5.5 punch outs against the Miami Marlins. And again, let's get seduced by that juice. Plus 112 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why do I feel this is my top Major League Baseball prop of the day? Well, it's pretty simple. Miami, over the last 30 days, number two in highest K rate in all of Major League Baseball at 27.4%. They have been pretty horrid away from South Florida with a 665 OPS in road matchups this season. And Keller, he has gone over this proposed total on 5.5 strikeouts in three consecutive turns. So, you know, again, match Miami's propensity for whiffing with Mitch Keller's sudden increase in strikeouts in the box score. And again, at over on 5.5 Ks at plus 112, I think this is going to be cash money, my man. Fade or follow?
I can't believe we're doing anything involving the Pirates that doesn't involve whoever they're playing.
Yeah, we usually fade the living daylights out of them, but not today.
Absolutely.
Not today.
Normally, we're going the opposite direction with the Bucks. But no, this time, look, this was one when I started looking at the notes. You're getting ready. You're putting together the show. You're crafting it like Demi Moore with the clay. You're figuring out what's going to happen here on the
Does that mean
pod.
I'm Patrick Swayze and you're Demi Moore? Or how's that working out? Who's the front? Who's the back?
I have no idea. I don't even want to go there. this goes back to the donut conversation. I saw this and I went, why in the hell are we talking about a pirate? But then I thought, oh, it's because they're playing the Marlins. And so this is a battle of two teams that each already have 30 losses and are, you know, kind of circling the toilet bowl, that kind of thing. So I'm going to roll with you on this one. I think it's going to be really close. I'm hoping that you get to that five innings worth of work, maybe, you know, 5 1/3, 5 2/3 in order to give him enough batters to be able to get there. I think there's a reason this is juiced to the positive, but I do think it's an achievable number, and he's done it, as you said, in three straight.
Son of a Mitch, I think he is going to pay. Big fan of that over again on 5.5 strikeouts against the Miami Marlins. All right, before we call it a week, Lundy, on this Freaky Friday, let's work in some additional bonus time. What do you got for me?
Well, speaking of bonus time, yesterday I was basically an NBA team in the or an NCAA team in the bonus, Brad. I was 1-1 in everything. I was 1-1 in our featured picks. I had two different two-leg parlays for us that both went 1-1. So the problem is I'm probably going to miss something here today. It's just on you to figure out which one you want to fade. But we've had a little bit of luck recently naming the anytime goal scorers.
Yes.
And so I am going to go back to that Vegas-Colorado game, and I'm going to go with the captain of the Golden Knights, and that's Mark Stone. It has been four games since he has scored, but this is the guy that led this team in points all season. He had 21 goals, 40 assists. So I'm going to go with Mark Stone for an anytime goal at a plus 188 number. I think that's pretty solid for a guy that was second on the team in goals. And remember, we picked Pacioretty earlier this week. He hit. So let's go. He was the number one goal scorer for Vegas. So let's go with Mark Stone, who was second on the team in goals this year. See if he can deliver for us on a Friday night.
I like it. Everybody must get stoned. Let's work in some rapid fire bonus time on my end. I'm going to take the St. Louis Cardinals over 4.5 runs against the Cincinnati Reds at plus 116. Why Luis Castillo? Do you need a reason? Another one? You really shouldn't, because Castillo's got a 7.22 ERA this season, giving up at least 4 earned runs in 6 of 11 starts this year. Highest contact rate of his career. I think the Cardinals score at least 5 runs against the struggling supposed ace of this rotation. Elsewhere, Kristaps Porzingis is living a lane down under on 24.5 on the PRA. Combined points, rebounds, and assists at minus 127. This one is inexplicable to me, Lundy, because Porzingis has gone 19-24, 16-23, 14-24, 29. So once in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games this season has he gone over this proposed 24.5 PRA. He's got to fall short of it yet again tonight. And then let's do a little cross-sports pollination for S's and G's. Luka, his threes made line has still not budged. It's at 2.5. And as a result, people have been hammering the over, as they should, because he's gone 5-5, 7-1-6 in the category in the series so far. It's at minus 190 as a standalone wager. So I'm going to reduce the juice, and I'm going to go to baseball. So I'm going to match up Luka made threes with a Brewers win. That's all they got to do. Freddy Peralta's on the bump, and it's Arizona. Arizona's won 6 games, folks. 6 games since May 1st. And not only has Peralta been outstanding with his 3.18 K per 9, 2.38 ERA, it's just, again, it's the matchup. Arizona is dreadful right now, as bad as the Rockies. So the Brewers win. Luka gets 3 or more trays, plus 126. Right now.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, those cross-sport ones can have a lot of fun. So there you go. And that is a wrap, again, on this Freaky Friday edition of the pod. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Please drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really helps out our show immensely. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.